I'm Alex Abishan, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama legislature has passed a bill to establish charter schools in the state. The House of Representatives voted 58-41 to pass the bill after making a few changes. State senators voted 24-11 to adopt those changes. The bill now heads to Governor Bentley, who's expected to sign the measure into law after a legal review. State Democrats have been especially critical of the bill. Nick Rose is the president of the Tuscaloosa Democratic Party. He outlined the party's three main complaints with the charter school measure.
The first being the teachers are not required to have a teaching certificate to work in these buildings. The second being the lack of local control school boards have. And the third piece being the fact that this will take money from every single public school in the state of Alabama.
The bill will allow for 10 new charter schools to be established each year and an unlimited number of existing schools to be converted to charter status at local school boards' discretion. The American Civil Liberties Union is asking a federal judge to block a state law allowing a fetus to be represented in court when a minor is seeking judicial permission for an abortion. ACLU lawyer Andrew Beck told a judge yesterday the law forces teens to go through an adversarial court proceeding during already difficult circumstances. While several states have passed new abortion restrictions in recent years, Beck says the law in Alabama is unique. Rather than receiving permission from their parents to have an abortion, teens can seek that permission from a judge. This law, passed last year, lets district attorneys question the teen during the judicial hearing. It also allows judges to appoint an attorney to represent the fetus. State lawyers say it allows the judges to obtain information about the case, and permission for those abortions is usually granted. A class in Shelby County today zeroes in on regulations that impact people who sell food they prepare at home. The course at the Shelby County Extension Office is to educate people about what's called the cottage food law. Angela Treadaway is the regional extension agent and food safety who will be teaching the class. She says the cottage food law went into effect last year. It limits what people can and can't make in their home to sell.
Non-hazardous, like jams and jellies, breads, cakes. Anything that does not contain, like, dairy that would need to be refrigerated. They can't do any kinds of pickles, relishes, or sauces because they are an acid-type food.
The course is required every 5 years by those wishing to sell food items made in their home and will provide those who finish with a certification they can display while selling items. Now we'll head over to the WVUA Weather Center for your forecast from Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Lots of cloud cover on this Thursday after the morning rain ends. A few spotty showers still possible for the rest of the day and tonight. Overnight lows back in the 50s tonight for Friday. Temperatures top out in the low 70s for much of the state for the first day of spring. Expect pop-up showers on Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.